You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page, your spooktacular Halloween headquarters. Costumes, decorations, and candy. It powers the show when you shop through the Amazon link on our website. The banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon takes you straight to your account, and we get the credit. Bob Cole writes, because of your TMOS Amazon.com banner link, I have changed my online shopping habits in the past year. I have ordered over $2,000 worth of cycling and aviation equipment this past year. I used to go to bike stores and directly to Bose for my aviation headset. Now I get it through TMOS Amazon and also receive free shipping and no interest payment options. Free shipping even to Alaska. I doubt any of my former online retailers would do free shipping even if I begged them. Cheers. Thanks to Bob Cole.
Good job.
Save money and support the show when you shop through MikeO'MaraShow.com.
And one upscale New England town has been rocked by a shocking scandal. A prostitution ring allegedly operating out of a Zumba dance studio. The instructor has been arrested. Now the people of Kennebunk, Maine are on edge as police prepare to expose her clientele. ABC's John Mueller has more.
It's a town better known for East Coast charm and summering ex-presidents. But now Kennebunk, Maine has been rocked by a massive scandal involving sex, money, and Zumba?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Dick.
I'm Dick Queasy.
Dick Queasy, welcome back, Dick.
I asked for this time on the Mike O'Mara Show to get out in front of what I perceive to be quite a problem.
You're welcome anytime.
That, as many of you might know, Sick to Me, Maine is located within 15 miles of Kennebunk.
Is it that close?
I used to visit Kennebunk frequently for deliveries of my discarded seafood.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd come in today and just say, in advance of that list being released, that I'm very sorry. I'd like to apologize to all the queasies and just say that I didn't mean anything by it. And it was a momentary lapse in judgment. And for that, if I've hurt you, my wife, my children, and my cousins, my extended family, my brothers, my sisters, my aunts, my uncles, I'd just like to say I got wrapped up with some very bad people, and yes. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little emotional.
No,
here.
Just take a breath and relax. Sorry, and I just want you to know that as far as our news department, we've never seen a list.
Well, they said they're going to release it today, and by golly, I don't want to have my name splashed all over the paper without at least coming out in front of this.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting ahead of the controversy.
That's right.
That's
I always said that my father, Dick Queasy, he taught me that honesty.
Richard Queasy Sr.
said honesty is the best policy.
Dick, before you take a long walk off a short pier.
May we call you Dick?
You can call me Dick. Of course you can. You boys are friends. I consider you've all patronized my discarded seafood restaurant, and by golly, I'm proud to know you as friends.
And nice maritime analogy there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What drew you to Zumba?
Well,
yeah, you do. I will say this. You look great.
I was doing what I do on every Monday.
First day of every week.
Every Monday.
Well, technically Sunday's the first day.
I was driving from dumpster to dumpster near all the seafood restaurants.
How's the truck running?
It's a little sluggish.
I understand.
Yeah. Well, 235,000 miles, by golly, you gotta give it some credit.
Yeah, but you change the oil, you keep ahead of the
group. She's a good old girl.
Salty is her name, right?
Salty. So how do you know?
Salty's a truck.
I remember reading.
I gave you a ride one time until you had to get out and throw up.
That's right. And then you gave me another ride.
So I was driving to my pickups,
yes,
which I call them, and I go down to Kennebunk, because it's a rich area,
right.
And by God, there's this picture window and this young lady who is shaking her moneymaker like you would not believe.
By golly, she
looked great.
Can you describe her?
Is she a brunette?
Yes.
Long brown hair.
Latina. Sure.
And she had a body that wouldn't quit. Mm-hmm. And
she a Latina?
And I walked by, and of course I'm head to toe covered in seafood muck, and she winked at me, and that's what started it.
Wow.
And then I went in, and she said, "Well, if you're interested," she gave her a CAD, and
gave
her
what?
She gave me a CAD.
Business
was she
CAD.
Put off
business CAD? You guys know that. You do those business CADs on your your show all the time.
Did she? Was she put off by the smell of fish?
No, and that's what I liked about it. And I said, well, that I thought that she liked me for me.
Right, and as we all do.
Until she asked for a $300.
Yes.
And by golly, was I disappointed, but not that disappointed. You know what I mean? Yeah, go ahead, Oscar. Hello, Oscar.
So just to clear up, hello, hello.
Oh, how are you?
I think it's very brave of you to come out in front of this. I'm great, thank you.
Yeah.
So just to clear this up, you were making your usual rounds to seafood dumpsters.
Yeah, picking up discarded seafood from other restaurants that I could sell for a discount price in my own restaurant.
Somewhere along the lines, you found a dumpster.
Wow. Hey, now that's going to have to be edited.
Yeah.
By golly. See, even Dick Queasy knows that has to be edited.
I don't need to know that. That's a bad language. Yeah. I don't like that
but
word.
But speaking of that
that's a nasty word. You know why I don't like that word? Because one time I was serving some of my discarded seafood chowder, and somebody described the taste of it with that nasty, horrible word.
Wow.
He said, this tastes like, and I've always been, I tell you, I don't care for that word.
It's an ugly word, but
that's an ugly word.
Will you entertain a follow-up question?
Salty,
yes, of course.
It?
As long as I'm just here to say I apologize if I happen to be on that list, which is a strong possibility.
That's an ugly word that Oscar used, but I was wondering if you left anything discarded at the Zumba studio.
Oh, now you're talking. Well, I don't want to make this sound like a locker room. I just want to say how sorry I am for my error in judgment.
Pardon our interest.
Right, and I'm no Jerry Sandui or whatever that guy's name.
Jerry Sandui,
you know,
of course.
This was straight missionary.
Consenting adult.
Consenting adults, exactly, with a few dollars transpired.
Now, when you left your chowder at the Zumba studio, was it Manhattan or New England style? Because if it's Manhattan, you might want to see a doctor.
That's it. I'm leaving. You guys make me sick to my
bye, Dick.
Bye-bye.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I've come to understand as an adult that there had been abuse in my family, but it was mostly musical in nature. My father used to lock me away in a room with nothing but the Percy Faith recording of Bim Bam Bom, and then send me to bed with nothing but dessert. It's odd that, you know, Lori came from such a different...
Right, a completely different path. I was brought up in a very small town just south of the Chicago city limits. I don't believe that anyone noticed when I blew town at 15 and ended up in San Francisco, California. And it's at this point in my story that the dark clouds part, because I met a certain Mr. Wiseman, who gave me a job in his shop. And before long, he tapped me to do some small roles in some of his short films for more mature audiences. Well, I was known for doing a certain thing that many of the other girls wouldn't do. And of course, I loved to sing ever since I was a little girl. And I learned to play the ukulele in one of my last films, Not So Tiny Tim. And that's where I met my man, and before long, I was the new Mrs. Boner.
Isn't that something?
Beautiful story,
I tell you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Gabby Fiber Studios, America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 15 million times, and we are heard in 150 countries worldwide. You can call us at 718-506-1625. Sorry I didn't get to those calls yesterday.
Yeah. Soon, though.
I really tried to.
You did.
Is today the call day?
I might do it. Today we're going to start the show with a call today.
Oh, excellent.
But it's a call we're making.
Outgoing.
Anyway.
Well, you're a very outgoing guy.
Our show is brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have extra cash for the holidays?
Yes.
I mean, this is really, I think, arguably one of the best ways for homeowners, refinancers, people that are going to buy a home, to put more money in their pockets.
Boost your monthly budget.
I know refinancing worked for me, and you might save money by refinancing your home. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know where to start, go to trylendingtree.com. Mortgage rates, as everybody knows, historic lows, 3.125%.
When you talk about saving money, there was a benefit I didn't realize when we refied. Not only are we paying less every month, we got to skip a month.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
I shortened my mortgage by 10 years.
The cool thing about TryLendingTree.com is all these guys compete for your business. You just fill out one simple form, and roughly 200 lenders, not roughly, it is 200 lenders compete for your business. You get up to 4 customized offers in just minutes, and it's free. Don't wait. Visit trylendingtree.com. That's T-R-Y lendingtree.com. That's four customized offers where you can look at that and go, here, 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 and you say which one's best and go. Right. Don't wait. TryLendingTree.com, T-R-Y, LendingTree.com, and get a free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS, or you can call 866-291-2010. You'll be confident that you got the best deal at TryLendingTree.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.LendingTree.com for details. LendingTree, NMLS, license number 1136, 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093.
You know, that's a new tag.
Yes, that's wonderful.
I love Sparkles. It.
You did really so good. Well. On the show today, Rob's skinny TV commercial. Oscar's tragic relationship with Todd Moore.
Yes, tragic.
Talk a little bit about local baseball because it's exciting to be a baseball fan in Washington right now. We're going to have an exclusive interview, another one today.
Wow.
An exclusive interview with a figure in the news. Mm-hmm. This is not necessarily yuck yuck funny. This is concerning a very serious murder accusation.
But you know our motto around here, Mike, is yuck yuck funny.
Yuck yuck funny. But we're going to have a very, very serious, it's news time corner with Buzz Burbank as we do a serious interview
today. Take a closer look at a story that a lot of people are talking about.
It's yuck, yuck, serious.
Final trip, prep for my trip to Haiti next week. Oh. A big thank you to our listeners. Some thoughts perhaps on a brand new contest. We might get to that tomorrow.
Good.
But without further ado, we're going to open up today with the fact that we have been talking about it for a couple of months now, that we're going to have a contest for our house band, and we have submitted... We had about 20 plus bands that submitted music and tapes, and we were delighted to have all of them. Thank you all for that. Narrowed it down to three, and now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to announce the house band for the Mike O'Mara Live Show at Circus Circus
have
in
you
Reno,
a timpani?
Nevada. I do. Of course, I always have my timpani that's very handy.
Adds to the drama.
And ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Performing on stage with us in Reno, Nevada on November 10th, a Saturday night. At the fabulous Circus Circus Hotel and Casino, the band Decoy.
Yeah!
Decoy, ladies and gentlemen. Decoy will be on stage with us. We couldn't be more thrilled. We want to thank All in a Day.
Oh, they were great.
And also,
they are great.
The Speaks.
The Speaks, wonderful.
Really fantastic bands. We really all talked amongst ourselves, and the bottom line was... They're such a good cover band.
Yeah.
And that's what we thought would entertain you people the most.
And versatile.
And and also All in a Day and the Speaks and Decoy, they all had the same level of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
They were great. But it's always painful when you have to pick one because really everybody was so jacked. We went to all these bands, they were all into it. Decoy was the winner. We based that on the fact that we thought that they could put the best show on for you guys.
Also, right. They really should remember, Mike, it's an honor just to be nominated.
Rob, that is so cold.
No, that's
that
true.
That is so, but you're so insincere.
They're finalists. Very close.
Now, let's give Decoy a call right now. They are a Reno-based band. That played into this as well.
True.
That they were a local band, and we really wanted to do it if we could with a Reno band. We're calling Natalie Jones. Hello? Natalie?
Yes, this is Natalie.
And is Tobin there?
He's not.
Okay.
His schedule wasn't allowed to get it.
So you'll be the one. You'll be the one. You're the lead vocalist, Natalie, and I'll be talking to you, right?
Yes.
It's Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. We are here to give you a round of applause.
Hi, Natalie.
Congratulations.
Hi.
You guys. You guys are the big winners, although you don't win any money.
I'm just thrilled to be able to meet you.
Well, you know what? God bless you. And we are so psyched to have you guys as our house band. You know, Natalie, we talked about it. You had two things going for you. Number one, that you are now stop it.
What are you saying?
The fact that you're a cover band and an outstanding cover band.
Yes.
You got a great following in Reno, Nevada, and the Reno connection was also what we wanted to do, to have somebody out there and ready to go. And we're looking forward to you guys rocking the house on November 10th. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be so much fun, and I just want to let you know that we're really, really excited to come out. We're going to totally put on the best show for you and for all your viewers, and I'm just super excited to be able to come out and have you guys come out and hang out with us and have a drink, maybe.
It's going to be, we're going to party. It's
going to
be a great time. And incidentally, I'd just like to go on record as saying, Skype is the crappiest technology that has ever come down the pipe. It never works.
It always fails.
Sounds good. Yeah. It is always dog shit.
This is the same microphone she'll be using on stage.
Yeah. No,
right, right.
Natalie, God bless you guys. Tell us about the band real quick. Give us the members of the band and give them all a little plug here and give a plug for Decoy if anybody wants to hire you guys. Go ahead.
I'd love to. We have five members. One is my husband, who's Tobin Jones. He plays keys, lead vocal, and rhythm guitar. We have a drummer named Mike Crabb. We call him Crabby.
Crabby!
We have Adam Neese, who is our old friend from high school. He plays... And Jeff Stewart, he plays some awesome lead guitar. You guys are going to be really impressed with him. And I'm Natalie, and I sing and take care of all those boys. You can go to our website, which is decoyband.info. We've got lots of information on there and other shows that we do. And otherwise, we just are stoked to be on your show, dude.
Good stuff. We're gonna have a great time, and you're gonna get a nice showcase on the show. We're very excited. So go to your website and put on for the whole world to see that you are performing at Circus Circus in Reno, Nevada, on November 10th with the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Natalie.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. What the. Hey, language.
With Skype, what is it? Why is it always? Why on this show does Skype always suck?
Watson, come here. I need you.
This is why. Turn that off. I don't know. Why does Skype always suck?
I think in this case, it might have been her cell phone.
Really?
I had a little trouble with her cell phone yesterday, and that was the only number she said I could call this morning. It's early there, so that was what she gave me.
Well, anyway, we're excited to have Decoy. And,
great band.
You know, it's a good cover band. It really is. And everybody, you know, I was surprised that the younger men in the room were on board with this.
Totally.
Kind of a unanimous decision that we made there. And the other bands, All in a Day, kicked ass.
I want their CD.
The Speaks kicked ass. Mm-hmm. And really, we wish we could have all three of them. Honest to God. They were all that good.
Well,
and
my
level of enthusiasm, especially from All in a Day, was amazing.
My suggestion was book all three bands and we could stay home.
That was it. So, you know, we've sold out, so it's tough to tell you
it's
that.
Exciting.
We, you know, I we're not selling tickets anymore, so
right.
I don't want to, you know, make... Oh, that's right. Rob might have saved a few.
I was cleaning out the studio and I might have run into it. Just stay tuned.
Oh, you.
Yeah, there might be some VIP tickets available. We're not sure of that.
Stay tuned.
Rob, for some reason, is hoarding them. On to other things on the show.
Rob.
Mr. Moore is planning on a visit tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yeah, Moore. I'd like to open the Mike O'Mara Show Theater, if you will, if we have just a couple moments.
I will.
Incidentally, if you want to know who Todd Moore is, he's a fantastic character on the show.
Wonderful. Really the backbone of the show, Mike.
Oscar the Theater never closes.
Yeah, so I remember when you first started doing the character of Todd Moore, Mike.
Mark, do you want to now move back over to your
seat? Yeah, I'll do that.
Mark hates sitting there. I look at Mark and he is so much more happy when he sits in his regular throne.
He looks like a kid who's been sent to the corner, which he has been.
It's Diaz Corner and he doesn't like being over
there. Diaz
Corner! He does not like being over there. He does not like being over there a lot. And I'm selfish, too, because I like to see the monitor.
RJ Mark Dustero throwing.
All right, what were you saying?
Basically, if you listened to the show yesterday, there were some allegations thrown out that our friend Todd Moore was upset about not being flown out to Reno.
Right.
The one problem people have that are in my lot and my life and my immediate life as a friendship is that it's a double-edged sword.
Sure.
There are at times going to be joyful experiences where you get to go somewhere, blackout, bang a listener, and you'll have a great time.
That's right. I've always enjoyed that aspect of knowing him.
Call it Reno.
But other times, there are times where we hang out where, you know, we do so much in our lives and we drink so much in our private time that you forget certain elements of conversations.
Right.
And you kind of just remember what you remember.
You and Tomo go at it pretty hard when you're out on the drinking circuit. You guys can get into wobbly land really quickly.
Don't sit on the iPad,
Mark. We can, and when we were out and about, sometimes conversations come up, and I take notes, but I shorthand it.
Sure.
So when I come back to the show, I guess the entire story isn't told. So we gave an opportunity for Todd to come in. He's going to have to come in tomorrow, but I figured the only person that could actually transcribe the back and forth between Todd and I is going to be our friend Rob Spiewak.
Okay.
Oh, it's a thrilling recreation is what it is. Like NBC News.
A reenactment.
So yesterday during the show, this is what happened. This was what transpired from yesterday till this morning.
Where he was upset.
It looks like he was upset.
Okay, and Mike, I know you are the guy that does the character voices.
Yes.
I will endeavor to do as well as I can.
Rob, have you come up with a... Have you come up with a voice for Tomo?
Mostly I've worked on the voice for Oscar.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, very
so
good.
We start with Todd. Right. I will play both parts.
Oh, very good. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak.
A little music, if you don't mind. A little Doogie Howser music. Oh, I got not too much to ask.
Give me just a second then. Yeah. Yes. I need, because this is his. Oh, I like that better.
Much better. Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you. Todd says, called in to defend myself. In the queue, answer, bitch. LOL.
This is happening during the show yesterday.
Right.
Todd wants on the show yesterday.
Yes.
And then Oscar says, you should come tomorrow. Mike said you deserve to state your case at 11 a.m. or something. And then Todd says,
he should have been happy with that, I would think.
Yeah, you would think.
No.
No.
I wanted to call in. You said Lowell and Zoolander were going.
Not crispy enough.
Oh, just come in. You forgot to mention that, jerk store.
Jerk store.
Come in. No. Do you want to call in or something? I called in today, but nobody answered. We can call you.
Just wait for it.
It was only relevant today.
He's wrong about that.
Mike wants you, Rio, too. Oh, I guess Mike wants you, too. Spell check or something.
Okay.
How do I get through when this happens?
Boy, he really wanted to get through on the show.
And then Oscar counters. Text Rob, even though Rob has two B's. Text Rob. He has his phone docked right in front of him. I'm tucked in the couch. I need a hotline number, damn it. Since you always represent me incorrectly. Who texts like that? You always represent me incorrectly.
I like the way you've turned Todd Moore into the guy from Princess Bride.
A little bit, yeah. Little Wallace Shawn.
That's right. The poison's dead.
Oscar says, are you being fuzzy? Ha ha. I'll clear your name. Expect a call tomorrow. Clear my name? I'm going to drag you through the mud. Can I Skype into the show?
Wow. He's out of his mind.
Yeah. You should drive down. You can Skype in too. That's what we use for phones. It's a Skype connection through Blog Talk interface. No, no phone. Skype. Yeah, it sucks over the phone. Audio skips. Yeah, sorry, I have a board meeting today, so I can't call it. Can't do show.
Boy, he's so upset.
Yeah. Hot.
No worries. I'll clear your name. Emoticon smiley face with a wink.
Wow.
Whatev.
Oh, wow.
I will. What would you like me to state? Just kidding. I will try to wing it. Just as though you were brought up on O&D as well, just for your information.
You should admit you lied and said Lowell got a ticket.
I forgot. But I have no problem clearing that up. What else or something?
No worries.
That's it. Jesus, I thought there was more.
I don't want you making a big deal about it.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, hey, Todd, how did that work out for you?
It wouldn't be funny unless I was doing the show.
All right, that's enough.
Et cetera,
right, so
et cetera,
you.
Et cetera.
Now, so that's Todd Moore, everybody, and he wanted to... he somehow feels he's
wronged.
Been wronged. He's been maligned. He's been misrepresented.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so Todd Moore will be here in studio tomorrow
for some extra crispy radio.
Yes, to state his case. And you know, it's there seems to be, as Todd Moore more and more is coming into the show, It's under these circumstances.
Yeah. Well, he's that's his character,
which is really that is his character.
His character. He is the character, Mike. He is the dissatisfied millionaire.
The dissatisfied millionaire.
Show title, show title.
Todd Moore, everybody. Oh, my God. Oh,
but
no.
You, everyone in this room has probably had someone close to them that when you're just having fun and you're regaling of a good time,
mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like, hey, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So this started, just to be clear,
yes.
With you lying about the fact that Lowell was being given a ticket.
Well, no,
show.
This started... I think we were just talking about Reno, and it was myself, Shannon, and Todd. We're all just hanging out talking about Reno.
Right. I know what the linchpin was.
And something came up about someone flying somewhere. I can't really remember the
okay.
sequence.
All right. And he thinks he should be flying
out
there.
Yeah, and I looked at Todd, and I could see that he was legitimately upset, and I thought there was a legitimate gripe that he thinks he should be flown out there.
Right.
And in my eyes, that's when I saw red, and I was like, wait a second.
According to what you said yesterday, he found out that you, not the show, but you were flying Shannon to Reno.
Yes.
And he said, and I believe your quote was, why are you flying her out? I'm more of a character on the show than she is.
Something
end of quote.
Along those lines.
Well, the fact that he is the one who stated he was a character.
Yes.
And that's what
I
needs
am not gay.
That's what needs to be emphasized.
So as I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait a second. I think Zoolander's going out. Because Zoolander's going out, correct?
Yeah, Zoolander's going out.
Yes.
Zoolander, we need our help. We need some support staff.
Yeah, exactly.
Out there.
Yeah. So then he got upset about that.
And also Zoolander, it should be mentioned, at the state was like an incredible runner.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, he did everything
he's
we needed
great.
Him to do, and he
Absolutely.
Moved around. And he's
he moved so fast, he actually lost 2 pounds.
Although Girl and Jabari may disagree with you, Mike.
Uh-oh.
I remember towards the end of the night, they were bitching to me about Zoolander.
Well, really? Zoolander is a typical guy.
Well, did he get loaded?
Well, of course he did.
Not, he is not allowed to get loaded until after the show is over.
Right. Yeah.
Long after. I
he
want
starts,
half an hour.
He starts strong, and then he decays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
So when the, so again, we'll address this tomorrow. But I think there was a big to-do. And you know me, when I see that there's kind of just like the seams are coming apart, I just like to rip it apart.
Right.
Just that's in my DNA,
yes,
unfortunately.
I know. You like to pick the scab.
Yeah.
And, you don't want it to bleed. So, you want it to hemorrhage.
Yeah. So then I said, I think we're flying out Lowell as well. Mm-hmm. And I forgot I had said that.
You are a supreme dick.
That would piss. Because Lowell to Mark is what Todd is to you.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm even looking at it that way.
So
that's
that would
thing.
Piss him off.
No, that's so great.
You just like people getting upset. There's nothing you enjoy more.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing. Like Tommy Lang at KCJJ.
Tommy Lang is the greatest scab picker in the entire Midwest.
Tommy Lang wanted me to talk about Bubba the Love Sponge today.
Yes. Yes.
Because Bubba the Love Sponge let Hulk Hogan
we'll be
bang
mentioning
his
it in,
wife.
We'll be mentioning it in the audio
okay,
vault.
Okay. So,
oh,
so
wonderful.
So, yeah,
so Tommy, you'll get your scab.
Tommy, you hateful hump. That's that you're going to get your wish, you know. And by the way, say hi to Dad for me. But anyway. Yeah. And Dad can either be... your father, uh-huh. who wears the overalls.
That's right, Jean.
Or Dad that you work across from every day.
That's right.
The Papa. the guy that wants everybody that works for me to fly out to, and live in Iowa. Anyway, yes,
we'll
go ahead.
Address this tomorrow, but I think lies is a strong word. I completely forgot I mentioned Lowell.
You know what? Tomorrow,
yes.
I'm going to let Todd state his case.
He should.
That's the way it's going to be, Mr. Man.
And the other thing that we have to deal with now is Mark will get the call tonight. Hey.
Yeah.
Why are you lying about me going to Reno? Can't you sell tickets on your own? You need me out there, television
right.
guy?
I'm more of a character than, yeah. Right.
I'm in a wind tunnel. I'm outside the courthouse.
Lowell Melser. I would almost, Mark, hear me out on
okay.
this. I would almost think it would be worth flying out Lowell Melser if we didn't either acknowledge him there or announce that he was there, give him any stage time
oh,
or the ability to stand up.
And better
bring
yet,
him out there just because he would be
yeah.
white
and
hot.
At the last
yes.
minute, don't comp his room. Fly him out there, but say, you're on your own. There's a lot of hotels in this room.
Oh, God. That is too cool.
Hey, thanks a lot.
So I just wanted to cover this for a little bit here.
Yes.
Final prep for my trip to Haiti. Carl and I are, we go to this place that is, I will not mention their names because I'm going to give them a hard time.
Hmm?
But it's a place where you go to get immunized for trips abroad. They are a specialty company.
Is it a hospital?
And no. Here's the thing. They're a little more expensive than going to like a doctor's office.
But they take you immediately.
Because they're a one-stop shop.
One-minute clinic?
But the bottom line is they still are putting needles in your arm.
Sure.
And it's, you know, I think when you are doing that, you have to have a level of confidence. You know, you have to have
sure.
just a little confidence in the people that are doing that. Mm. There's, you know, there's a little trepidation when you go through this type of experience. And so the first time we went for our first round of immunizations, we were very pleased because the lady was very thorough. She told us everything we needed. Mm. You know, we need this, we need that, we need this immunization. And there are a series of, I believe for hepatitis, there are a series of immunizations that you have to take.
All the hepatitises?
I think to get all, we're getting all of them, and we got our second round yesterday, and then when we come back, I think 6 months down the road, we get a third
and
one.
Always remember, it's more fun if you say hepatitis.
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 So the first time we walked in there, we had an appointment. We sit down with the lady. She's got all the documentation, all the, you know, the paperwork, all that good stuff, and everything's fine.
Right.
She explains everything to us. She comes in, a beautiful office. Well, yesterday, not necessarily the case.
Really?
Wow. We arrive, it's on the seventh floor where the doors open up, and we come up to the office, and the office door is locked. And there's a man standing out there who had a 1:15 appointment, and he's waiting, too. And so we're
sitting there. Is it the doctor's lunch?
Now, right away, that's not going to faze me. But any time an office is locked or you see the sign in the window that says, be back in, it's just lightweight. Yeah. It immediately says to me, lack of staff.
It's very Mayberry.
Yeah, or my doctor's office, they lunch from 12 to 1:30.
I hate that.
No, 12:30 to 1:15, I think. And all those cows go out and feed bag for like an hour in the smack dab in the middle of the day on people's lunch hour when they might want to be getting medical records.
We have the most, most of the people in this room have a most amazing dentist. They also lunch for about 2 hours.
It's crap.
It makes it really tough to get
an
appointment.
It's convenient for them. La, la, la. What a lovely experience we have. Screw it.
But what about
it sucks.
The fact that they may need a break, like my throat?
You know what? Yeah. They may need a break. What have you been? Have you been kissing Buzz?
No.
They look, I think what it is, maybe. Everybody gets the break, not all at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Give them all lunch. Them, yeah. Take lunch the way every other business does. You know what I mean?
I would say that.
Yeah, exactly.
In the medical field, and I'm not defending them, but I would want someone to.
There you go. Don't pick my skin.
He is the doctor's brother.
Douche. Go ahead.
I would say that most doctors, the way HMOs have made them work, are.
Why
does
sexuality have anything to do with this?
Are unfortunately seeing
HMOs, Rob.
I'm sorry. I'll sit this
anywhere from 5 to 10 patients an hour, depending on what's going on with the patient. So if you're running through that mill at all times, you're going to need a break, a mental break.
Okay. How about this compromise?
Okay,
what if while they're giving you your shot, they're eating a sub?
So anyway,
footlong.
Can I finish my experience here?
Yeah, please. Sure.
So the door is locked, and after 5 minutes, we're sitting with a guy, and I said, well, let's call the main number. And, of course, this is a satellite office that we have here.
Yeah.
And so the satellite office, I call the lady, and she goes, oh, you didn't get the call?
Oh my God!
That is bull s a bull esser. Yeah. That I know what the deal is, Rob. I need a little more something because I'm feeling like I'm echoing off the walls here.
Okay, go ahead.
So I get the you didn't get the call. No, we didn't go. Oh, she was supposed to call you. Silence on the end of the line.
Oh, no.
When I hear this, I'm like, oh my God, we're getting stiffed. No, she's on the way. She was caught in traffic.
Uh-huh.
She is. Okay. So that's fine. I understand. I understand what's going on. I can accept that. No problem at all. And then, but it's still, I hate the, you didn't get the call?
Yeah.
Like, my phone that's been next to my left ball for 6 hours, I guess it's not ringing today.
Well, that's medical speak. What it means is, well, you're at fault, but.
Yes.
You know, they're putting the blame on you immediately.
So 15 minutes goes by. It's 1 o'clock. No big deal. 15 minute late. Uh-huh. It's traffic. It's D.C. Right. I mean, my God, we deal with it here. Right. However, when you get off the elevator and you come walking there, it is a mumbled, sorry.
Yeah.
And fumbling with the lock to get in.
A lack of urgency, a lack of interest.
And if you're 15 minutes late and your office is locked and you have two people standing out, you're only two customers, Jesus Christ, how about a real apology?
Yeah, make a scene.
How about a really, I am so very, very sorry? And there's none of that. There's none of that. No, but not thin either.
Okay.
Rob, thank you very
much. Just wondering. I like to paint a picture.
Yeah.
So we walk in, and all we know, all of the Carla and I know, is that we have an appointment and we're supposed to get some follow-up shots. Mm-hmm. She comes in and immediately dives in to the computer. And it's just, that is the land of the click, 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 back to the office, click, 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 back out front again, click, 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 back to the office, click, click, click. Then she looks up and this is exactly what she says. So you're here for a booster shot, right?
She's asking you.
I look at her and I go, we don't really know. We're kind of expecting you to tell us what we're doing.
Yeah, this is your job, right? Chubbsy.
And so that was Chubbsy. It. And then, then we go in there and, Carla's freaking out because Carla doesn't know whether we're getting the wrong shot or
exactly.
not.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm with you. I had a similar experience this week. Continue.
It completely, that's it. It just completely sucks.
I went to a Popular pharmacy this week. I've gone there before.
It's
Popular's.
Popular Drug.
It's right up in the historic drugstore district.
We don't have one yet.
I know. Okay.
You will. Yeah. And I've been there before. I've gotten my flu shots there before. And I thought, well, I'll go back and do it again this time because it's quick. It's in and out. It's at the very most 10 minutes. You walk in, you present your identification, your charge card.
Yeah, I've done the immunization.
I'm sorry, you can't shop here. You're not popular.
two minutes to fill out the form, and then there's a nurse or whoever it is standing by ready to give the shot. Well, no, it didn't go like that at all. And the first they, you know, I know my insurance information's on file there. And normally when I go in to pick up a prescription or something, it's bing, bang, boom, because they have it right there.
Right.
Well, apparently this was a different crew that day or something, because they, I had to get out all of my insurance cards and lay them all out.
You have health insurance?
Well, the prescription plan, yes.
Oh, you do? And, yeah. What's that like?
it's nice. One of them I gave you.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to use them, actually.
And very handy. So they compare those and they give me the best price. But not in this case. I had to lay out all my insurance, which I don't mind doing. I'm happy to do that. And so we got through that, and I filled out the form. I'm happy to do that. And he said, it'll just be a couple of minutes. And the next thing I know, I've been there a half an hour, and suddenly a lady who came in after me is getting her shot ahead of me. This stuff happens, you know, it irritates us when it happens at a restaurant or something like this. But we went
or a flu shot
this,
or anything
I,
like that
I
where you're waiting
been,
in line.
And have been in the past, in and out the door in 10 minutes. I'm there 30 minutes, and what struck me throughout was the confusion. And ultimately, I decided, if you can't handle the paperwork, I don't want you sticking
you
me in the arm.
You want to hit your
no,
button?
I'm okay. I said, okay. If you can't handle the paperwork, I don't want you sticking me in the arm.
Is right. Buzz the
and
only
so I walked out.
I don't blame
so
you.
So are you flu shotless now?
Yeah, I haven't gone yet. I'll try
again
today.
It hadn't occurred
today.
To me. I'm going to see if we can get our flu shot people to come to us.
I already did.
Oh, you got your shot already?
Yeah, you're going to have to pop for the 17 bucks.
Well, no, you still don't want to have them come in?
Or 31
no,
in my
no,
case.
It's a, did we do that last year?
We've not done it since we've done this show.
Right, right.
I did it. We did it at the place where they, you know, I said throw that in there. It was 25 bucks instead of that.
Oh, they upsold you.
Yeah, they. No, no, actually, it was our idea. It was our idea. What does it cost you at the drugstore?
$31.
Oh, so we got it better. Yeah. $25.
Which is great, because funny, you don't look fluish.
There you go. Now, speaking of Buzz Burbank, we're going to take a break. When we come back,
yes.
Buzz has a news story, and then you guys are,
shocking,
I know you're
really.
Excited. We're all very excited about an exclusive interview. And, you know, I don't think we've ever done this on the show.
No, I look forward to it.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by our good friends at Vistaprint.com. Now, we're talking about Vistaprint.com. I wanted everybody to go and get their different cards at Vistaprint today, and so we would have an example.
Oh, thank you.
Oscar, did you do your homework and get a card?
I did not.
Didn't you say by Friday?
Did I say by Friday?
Yeah,
you did.
You did.
Well,
you
let's look at the ones we have
But
today.
I actually have mine ready to go as well.
All right, can I see your card?
Here.
Yeah. But also,
Mark, do you have your card?
No, I don't have
mine Mark,
yet.
So the two young boys didn't do their homework.
Mine has an alteration that needs, mine needs one edit because I'm adding a phone number, but you'll be able to tell the phone the card. Will you hand this to him, Mark?
Buzz's card. Buzz did a lot of work on his card.
I put some artwork
Buzz
into it.
Buzz did a lot of work on his card.
And
what am I doing?
You know what's amazing?
No, turn that over. That's mine.
This is Buzz. Like first it. Of all, this is Buzz's card.
With the ukulele.
It's the topless ukulele lady. The show logo, a little picture of me and our business phone number.
There we go.
Along with
love
my
it.
Name and our website.
There it is. And this is Rob's card.
that is hilarious. Rob.
Very nice. Very
I'd like nice. To thank Greg Cox, who did the shading on my face. Yeah. But thank you, Greggy.
And now this is my card.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Oh,
here
we go.
Very nice.
Wow.
Very nice. Who is the lovely lady? Do we know?
Wow.
Someone special.
I think that's great. And you know, anyone who sees that can't say that Wait Not isn't working.
Now, see, I have my actual cards, and I have to tell you this. I put in the order on Friday, and they said, you know, it might be like 7 to 10 days. I got them yesterday. So it was like a 2-3 business day turnaround. Like a 2-day turnaround,
They're incredible at Vistaprint.
And they're all hand-lettered.
If you need a business card that makes a great impression and you need a great deal on those cards, go to Vistaprint.com right now. Vistaprint has thousands of designs on their website, or you can upload your own artwork. Vistaprint just launched a new and improved card without a price increase. And right now you can get 250 of these new cards for just $10. That's half off the regular price, but only if you enter the code TMOS, even if you're having trouble hearing my voice with this incredibly bad audio that I am suffering through today. Anyway, it seems like it might be a little problematic today, just a little bit.
Well, don't yell.
But anyway, sorry about that.
If your voice is normal, it sounds good.
All right, half off those premium business cards. Enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and we thank you in advance. And now with a very special moment. Thank you for the card. Take it off your forehead, please.
You don't like
it? You're distracted.
We're coming up on a serious
moment. Oh, that's
moment.
Right. I forgot.
A serious moment.
This is not yuck yuck funny.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
You like the news item?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a lot of people are very concerned about this. Professional tennis referee Lois Ann Goodman Lois Ann Goodman, charged in her husband's death, passed a lie detector test in which she denied bludgeoning her husband with a coffee cup, according to her lawyers. Mm. Goodman's attorneys told the Associated Press they emailed the results of that polygraph test to the district attorney's office. They said they suggested that prosecutors reevaluate the case and consider dismissing charges against this 70-year-old woman. We happen to have her visiting us today. And
no, it's her husband, Buzz.
No, she's not here. She's not available.
This is her husband that we're going to be joining us.
Wait, but I thought he was dead.
He's from heaven.
That's why the harp played.
You see?
A visitor from heaven, then.
Are you there?
What's her husband's name?
Her husband, I thought, would reveal his name when he came on. Her husband.
We were going to ask you that, but.
Alan Goodman.
According to the records, it's Alan Goodman.
Alan?
Hello!
Hey, buddy!
All right!
How are you?
All right!
How's your head?
She murdered me!
How?
Oh, really?
This is Alan Goodman! Hello, Rob!
How are you?
Hello, Buzz! Hello, Oscar! Hello, Mark!
Hey, hello, Alan! Nice
Hi, it's
to see
Alan
you.
Goodman! All right!
From beyond.
So she did murder you?
Bitch! She bludgeoned me with a coffee cup!
Lois?
Hey, what was written on the coffee cup?
It was World's Greatest Grandpa!
What an ass!
I hated her, she hated me. So she hit me with a coffee cup and made it look like an accident.
Now that's a weird
thing. That's why I'm in heaven right now. Looking down at all of you, you're going to have wonderful lives.
Thank you, Alan.
There's a little TV. Because right now, I am adhering to the same thing I adhere to on the earthly plane, MPFG.
What's that?
Make people feel good.
I know that was your motto when you ran All Hit 105 WAVA.
That's right, Power 105 WAVA, Alan Goodman.
And you were a general,
how are you?
General manager.
Yes, a general manager I was. And then I married that wench, that evil woman, that bitch.
So cold-hearted. How do you suppose it is she could murder you with your greatest grandpa coffee cup
because
and still pass a lie detector test?
She's the ice princess. She's the ice princess, Rob. I don't care for her.
But
I'm coming back from the grave to let you all know she did it. I don't care. They can bring lie detectors from all over the world, and I'm going to tell you that she's a lying sack of crap.
She claimed originally that you fell down some steps.
Oh, don't believe anything that comes out of Lois's mouth. Mm. It's terrible.
The polygraph says she's telling the truth.
She's not. Now remember, Buzz, I'm the one that was killed. I know who killed me.
You should know,
did you
Alan.
See it coming?
I did not.
Did she sneak up behind you?
She snuck up behind me upstairs.
Were you
I bled on the refrigerator. I bled in the hallway. I bled everywhere.
Were you in the bathroom?
I was in the bathroom taking my eye powder. Oh, my
so
God.
So you were standing in front of the medicine chest.
I'd like to say this bit is for all of the long-term fans of the Don and Mike show.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, siree. We're doing this one especially for you.
She certainly did not make you feel good.
Oh, she did not make me feel good.
No.
Suddenly, I felt this blow to the head, and then she was stabbing me with the handle of the world's greatest grandpa coffee.
I remember, according to the police reports, we have your last words, and I don't know if you can deny or confirm them.
Yes.
But as you were laying there, you turned to her and you said, "Sell me this coffee cup."
See, now you've made a dead man laugh.
Sell me this coffee cup.
Is that
all
what
right.
you said?
No. I looked at her. I looked her in the eye as the lifeblood was leaving my body.
Yes.
And I said to her, "Lois, every show needs a Charlie." This is an inside bit.
I'm sorry.
This is just for one guy and another guy.
I'm wondering.
Yes.
Do you see your?
Hello, Rob.
Do you see Alan Goodman? Let's do a reset.
Yes.
The recently murdered Alan Goodman.
I am the recently murdered Alan Goodman.
Now I'm wondering. Do you see your murder as a season of a man's life?
Yes, it was a season of a man's life. I am so upset that she killed me, but hopefully now justice will prevail.
Yes.
And I want to say to each and every one of you, I love the mic. O'Mary Show.
Thank you, Alan.
Bye, boys.
Keep up the oil painting.
Take care. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Wow.
The late Alan Goodman visiting
Amazing.
From heaven.
Yeah, so this is
his eyes look great.
Shut up with that. This is a famous tennis referee. Oh, God.
Yes.
I don't know why. I had to.
I loved it.
We have to take a break.
Is it time?
When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
Yay.
That was for long-term listeners of the show.
I hated it.
We'll be right back.
I'm so happy, 'cause today
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by
Encore
Insurance Services, LLC. They are official sponsor of our live stage show, November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno.
Thank you.
Even if you already have life insurance, you may be paying too much.
Encore
may be able to help you, just as they've helped Oscar Santana when he tried to take out that policy on Todd Moore.
That's right.
Oh, stop it.
Yes, for a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. So proud.
Proud.
And grateful to be sponsored again by
Encore
Insurance Services.
Yeah.
And we thank them. You'll pardon me.
I think you're fine.
I hope that some of you can relate.
Got Alan, some fun out of
Alan that. Goodman was one of our first general managers. And
your best, do you think?
Was probably the best. It was. He was P.T. Barnum. He was hysterically
showman.
Funny.
Showbiz.
He was a showman.
Right. A Jew.
He was a maniac, an obvious Jew. And Don and I had a great time working for
was
him.
Was he the one that did the the Power Train to Nowhere? I always thought that was an amazing, amazing event that you guys did. Where you had
oh, I'm sure he was involved
it was
in
a train. That left Union Station and rode the rails for 8 hours and ended up at Union Station. It was just a party on a train. Yeah. And I thought it was the coolest promotion.
Yeah. Business, and that's train. Why he liked your show so
and
much.
And he went around the radio station, WAVA, and we would see these signs that said MPFG. MPFG. And it was weeks and weeks. And we'd say, Al, what is it?
And didn't they show up mysteriously?
Oh, yeah. You'd never know where they were going to be.
Right.
And we would say, Al, what is the deal? What is MPFG? He said, I'll tell you later. And he was all excited. He goes down to Champions, Michael O'Hara's Champions.
Uh-huh.
And we go down, and we have a staff meeting at noon. I think it was right around lunchtime. He brings out girls.
You had to love that.
He brings out girls in bikinis. He is in a tuxedo. And he says, I know you've all been waiting to see what MPFG is. And I know now I'm going to reveal it. And he has, I think he has an easel or something like that with a blanket over it. He takes it off and it's make people feel good.
Aww.
And we crack up. That was Alan
That's
Goodman.
Awesome.
And
all about
you know
that.
What? Oh, Jesus, he was the best.
Well, I tell you
he
what, was it was the
he
great,
in you guys.
The greatest radio station of my life.
Oh,
it was so much fun to listen to. And that's all I did. I just listened to
before
it.
Before my time.
It made me feel good.
The good old days.
Except
absolutely.
When he gave
Big
you
Al,
a...
Big Al, your money pal.
But you didn't care for when he gave you a song for your anniversary.
No, we did not. No.
That was maybe a misstep.
He was, and you know, and we bumped into him a couple of times, and I don't see Alan, and I miss him, and he's a good guy.
You know what? I'm surprised because it's out of season. And I actually have him singing the dreidel song, but I don't have it with me.
Okay,
so I'll bring it in the near future.
No, you know, save it for the holidays.
Okay.
He brought Larry King into your show, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Responsible
oh, that's
for
right.
That.
On
right.
April Fool's Day, he had he had Larry King come in, and because he, you know, he listened and he paid attention to the show, and he was involved, and he was not like any other general manager that
I
ever
know.
Worked
it sounds
for.
Like I would have loved to have known him.
Right, he was a good guy,
but
really
now
really
he's
good.
No longer with
and
us
and put his ass on the line for us.
Well, I think he's holding on,
and in the end, we probably screwed him a little bit, and that's unfortunate. But
that's showbiz.
That's showbiz.
That's right.
It was the death of radio.
Yes,
it took
was.
Some casualties. Yeah. Anderson Cooper, Mike.
Yes.
I like Anderson Cooper, and I think it's sort of odd that he is now, instead of being a real newsman, which he was for a long time, he's doing sort of like a Kathy Lee type show in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And he got drilled by Star Jones the other
no way.
Day. This story goes back a couple days, so I got to give you the backstory.
Who wouldn't like to be drilled?
Oh.
I like when Mark adjusts his own camera.
Yeah, well, it's very crooked.
Well, Star Jones accused Anderson Cooper of coming out of the closet as a ratings ploy because his afternoon show is not doing that well.
And really? Star laid that on him?
And I think his first reply to her was pretty good. Here's Anderson Cooper replying to Star Jones.
Star Jones, of all people, who I mean, I haven't thought about Star Jones in I don't know how long. I mean, and I was unaware she was even on TV still, but she apparently shows up on a morning show, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, Star Jones said that this was a ratings ploy by me. I sent an email to a friend of mine who put it on a website. I gave no interviews about it.
Right.
I never talked
right.
about
it. You were off CNN as well.
I wasn't even
time.
On the air for right. days afterward.
Right, right.
And so suddenly Star Jones, who, as memory serves, in terms of boosting ratings,
yes.
I seem to recall her like hawking her wedding every single day to get free products
yes.
when she was on The View.
On The View,
and
I
seem to recall her lying about her gastric bypass surgery and making everybody else lie about it as well.
Meow.
For her
Good for him.
To suddenly emerge out of the shadows and suddenly attack me for this, I couldn't believe it.
So that's his beef with Star Jones.
Can I just say this?
Yeah,
awesome.
I love Anderson Cooper.
I do too.
I think he's the real deal. I think it's extremely brave,
dreamy,
still in this day and age to come out, period, to Sam Champion, to Anderson Cooper, to all those guys. I like the fact that that more and more people in media are doing this. I think it's a great thing.
Are you
and
setting yourself up, Mike,
no,
to do something?
You have something to tell us?
Not after Club Wet.
I understand.
The actual official moment that I found out I wasn't gay.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I think we all knew it that
but
night.
But boy, and Star Jones, yeah, I still remember how unbelievably whorish she was.
Yeah, so transparent about it.
With that wedding. It made me sick, and she sucked.
And it's interesting, because didn't she marry, I think, if I'm not mistaken, please clear this up, she married a guy who ended up being gay, correct? Or the allegations were that he was gay?
Right. I remember that now. That was swirling around that maybe he was a beard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
So Anderson Cooper is apparently still beefing, still having a beef with her.
Right.
And just to let you know the level that newsman Anderson Cooper is at right now, this is brought up when he's going live to interview a woman with a cat who has become an internet sensation. So when he references at the front of this tape, Colonel Meow, he's referring to the cat in the interview, but the lady who owns the cat brings up Star Jones. This is where we're at right now.
What's Colonel Meow so angry about?
What is Colonel Meow so angry about?
He
who shall not be named, a.k.a. Boo the dog. Also, I asked him about Star Jones, and he said, who? So.
Don't get me in a war with Star Jones.
You're in a war.
Too late.
Yeah.
You know what? I said my piece on Star Jones. I'm not one to have a feud. She tweeted back something. I said my piece, and then she tweeted me, and I'm not responding. Actually, the Today Show tried to book me to go on with Star Jones so we could tussle. I was like, I got nothing more to say. Nor do I want to be in a room with her.
Oh, that's like stop. Yeah. That is such a great insight to the Today Show. They are so desperate.
That's what they want.
They're trying to do that crap. Anything. That makes the whole thing that she did perhaps employ anyway for them to do what she's accusing
and
him of.
Aren't they using her not so much anymore now they have Savannah, but they used to use Star as their legal. They're a legal correspondent, didn't they?
Yeah, they
because she's a lawyer.
Yeah, they usually have her come on with somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
She can't really carry the weight. She's not like the guy, oh God, what's the guy's name on Good Morning America? Oh my God.
David Hartman.
No, the guy that's the legal correspondent that they use every day, who used to be on NBC. Yeah. Damn it. Mark, look it up. So
Johnny Cochran.
But he's
hanging with Mr. Goodman.
The only thing Good Morning America did give me a headache today.
Really?
They had Nancy Grace on.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Nancy Grace.
Talking about the aforementioned Lois Goodman. Oh, my God.
Too much?
Oh, I'd like to see.
How many people are on?
I'd like to see like a wrecking ball just come through and just knock her out like in Benny Hill.
How many people are on set in Good Morning America?
Is it Dan Abrams?
Dan Abrams.
Ah.
Dan Abrams,
best in the business as far as I'm concerned.
He is very good.
Yeah, I said to Rob, I said, I am trying to make the switch to Good Morning America, but the frenetic pace of, you know, having 14 people on one set all talking simultaneously is kind of killing me. So anyway, go ahead.
You get Anderson, that an hour a day here.
I know.
Anderson Cooper also went out, and I did like this, enough Anderson for the day, but he is now targeting Bristol Palin, saying that she's a drama queen on Dancing with the Stars, has used too much Botox, so that even when she cries, she can't move her face.
Bristol Palin's using Botox?
That's what Anderson
says. She's 12 years old. What the hell is going on?
So I will keep an eye on that beef. And we have the new feature, Anderson Cooper. What's your beef?
Very good.
We have all, everyone in this room has had a drink or two. We've all gotten to the point where we've maybe had too much to drink and maybe even made an unfortunate email or an unfortunate phone call fueled by alcohol.
Sure.
Chris Brown, he's a rap singer, took it to a hip-hop artist. He took it to the next level by posting
Brown, he of the beat-up-his-girlfriend Chris Brown?
Rihanna, right? Beat up Rihanna.
Yeah, he also dances and sings.
But he's a singer.
And beats. In between beatings, he dances.
Way to defend him, Oscar.
Mostly a rap singer. And he posted a drunken tweet of himself in a car, a video tweet. And you just got to be bright enough not to do this, because he's with another girl now, but he seems to be saying he's still in love with Rihanna.
Yeah.
And this is just unfortunate that he would post this.
I'm a little drunk, so I'm gonna be honest.
And never, if you gotta start it with "I'm drunk, I'm gonna be honest,"
right?
Don't post it, because it's not gonna
driver's seat.
not in the driver's seat. Oh. So, passenger seat.
Here's some advice to everybody, okay? Oh. If you're going to have communication while drunk, don't spotlight it, okay?
Yeah.
Because people, if they're close enough to you, they're all going to know you've been drinking.
Right. Yeah, but it's a different generation. Think about this. We used to leave messages on people's answering machines and hope that they didn't check it.
Right.
Yeah. But now when you leave a message, you leave it for the world.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So true. And I know you and I have spoke to each other where we try to pretend we're not hammered.
Well, you guys know my tell. My tell is, hey, listen.
Yeah, and you know my tell is that it's after 4 o'clock.
I'm a little drunk, so I'm going to be honest. See, this, y'all don't really get the real Chris Brown, so... I like to just be honest.
Stop
there.
Again. Sorry.
That's all right.
Got to just point out that, you know, drunk and talking about yourself in
third person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Douche.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course he's a douche. Pure douche. There was a doubt? There was a doubt?
Supreme.
It ain't about the music. I love my fans. I love everything. It's just
fans.
You know, when you share history with somebody, then you tend to fall in love with somebody else. It's kind of difficult. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, is it such thing as loving two people? I don't know.
He doesn't know if he can love two people at once or hit two people
at
once.
I'm sure that's making the girl he's with now feel pretty good.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Rightly so.
And I'm sure Rihanna feels good anyway that she ever got mixed up with him.
Yeah, but Rihanna, has
she
never...
She still likes him.
She didn't distance herself.
We all like him because he's a great talent. He's a rap singer.
You know what? As much as he is, you know what? He is a great talent. He's just such a hunk.
I know.
Yeah. I really think Chris Brown is an amazingly talented guy.
You have
guy.
All his records?
It doesn't make it okay, though.
That's correct. Nothing makes it okay. The sad part is that he's such a miserable human being, you know, which he is.
That happens.
This is what I heard when I played the Chris Brown tape. Just didn't register. We talked about earlier, I love the fact not only that we are still sort of in the radio business, but we're in such a great crowd of people in the radio business, classy people, disc jockeys. Mm-hmm. And one of the classiest is named Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And it turns out that Hulk Hogan had a sex tape that came out recently. It was about 6 years old, and it was Hulk banging Bubba's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And here is...
Stay classy, San Diego.
Well, everyone in this whole story is classy.
Florida.
Right. And it gets... Florida.
Yeah.
And it gets classier. Here is Good Morning America Hulk Hogan talking about finding out about the sex tape.
First off, I had no idea there was a camera in the room. You know, I'm not making excuses. I'm accountable. I was the guy. I was there. I made the choice. It was at a really low point in my life when I was in a previous marriage.
Not that low.
Things were bottomed out completely.
Yeah.
And I was with
bottom her
some
out.
Friends. I not made a wrong choice. Out. And... Now, all of a sudden, it surfaces, you know.
Hey, you know what?
Over 6 years later.
Almost
and
done.
It's just appalling. It's totally flipped my new life and my new world upside down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the one of my pet peeves, though, is guys that talk about having sex in that incredibly violent way. Man, I'd tear that up.
Yeah,
knock the bottom out of that. I always hate that. That always to me is so ridiculously sick and twisted.
Whenever I hear that, I would tear that up. I would destroy that. I would kill that thing. Yeah, whenever I hear talking like that, I'm always like, Carrie. Just relax.
Did you see Saturday Night Live this past week?
No, I haven't watched the entire
The Daniel
thing.
Craig one?
Yes, and there's a whole scene
I did watch that little one.
Guys.
Yeah, with the construction guys over there. That's right. Funny. Yeah.
But here's the thing is that Hulk Hogan didn't know that it was a setup from Bubba.
Right.
Bubba actually put the camera in, and he calls himself friends with Bubba the Love Sponge.
Some backstory, Bubba had been trying to get Hulk to sleep with Bubba's wife for a couple of years. He'd been very persistent about it, and as you may have read, he tried to get Howard Stern to sleep with his wife as well,
right.
This DJ Bubba the Love Sponge.
Right. He'd been friends with these guys,
yep,
and really with the Hulkster lifelong friends.
Yeah, right. But there's no absolving Bubba. Because he was trying to do it. Bubba, you know.
Well, Bubba also wanted to use the tape for money.
Right. But where does that come into play?
Well, you'll hear. This is Hulk finding out about that angle on TMZ.
If that is true, I'm sick to my stomach right now because I have gone over this with Bubba, and I don't know why someone would secretly film this.
Hulk, did he ever admit to you that he taped you while you were in his room?
No, I've asked him. I said, Bubba, you are my friend, and I said this to him a few days ago. If you had anything to do with this, that meant we were never friends.
Right.
And that, you know, I love you to death, and I know you have a family. Mm. And that if you did this, you need to tell me now. And that conversation has happened several times.
His family, all the little love sponges.
Okay, so what is the long shot? What is Bubba saying to this?
Bubba has not answered to it yet. But TMZ says that they have the tape, and you can hear Bubba saying, we're going to get a lot of money for this tape.
So
we could.
Here's the bottom line. Does Bubba want this tape out now?
I think Bubba released the tape.
So Bubba released the tape.
Because Bubba did the taping.
Well, this is what we don't know. And this is new news to me.
Everybody's talking about a DJ. That's usually a good thing. But at the same time, he sounds like a pretty, you know, scumbag.
I can't ever remember hearing anything really great about him.
Take the fact that you're handing your wife out to all your friends. Take that out of the picture. Just try to. I guess what has not been certified yet, it's been certified is that he did do the taping. No one knows if he actually released it or who released it.
Hulk says he thinks he knows who released the tape, but he hasn't specified either.
Maybe it was the wife. Cynthia loves Bubba.
It's just, I feel like you can listen
to
that
story. His ex-wife now.
That's right.
Oh, is it Bubba's ex-wife?
His ex-wife.
Then she's a suspect then.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, well, all I know is even listening to that story makes me feel like I'm going to get a social disease.
I understand. So let's go to South Carolina.
Okay, very good.
Let's say you've got a Camaro. Just for fun.
All right.
And you're having trouble with the clutch. Mm-hmm. And every time you take it into the shop, they work on the clutch. But when you bring it back, the clutch isn't working right.
Right.
So what do? You hide a recorder in the glove box. And when you leave, you get the recorder back and you find out they've taken your Camaro out to do burnouts.
Really?
Yeah, just like in Ferris Bueller.
Wow.
When they take the car out around Chicago. Here's the actual tape from the glove box of the burnouts that the guy captured on tape.
His name was
William Clark.
The mechanics.
And they talk about how the clutch is, you know, going to be affected by, but it's Goober and Gomer. They took the car out and just did burnouts. So I don't know what's wrong with your clutch.
That is great.
Love that. One That's more, the old Jerry Lewis trick. Did you hear the story about what's going around in the air in New York City? The actual breathing air.
Yeah, like glass?
Horrible, horrible thing. Flecks of skin. Registrable amounts of these horrible things. Here's David Letterman talking about why it's a problem to breathe in New York City.
Here in New York City, it's bad. I hope it's not as, but it could be. The air that we breathe. Listen, they had a guy come up with a device, and he did an analysis of the air in New York City. It contains particles of rust. This is the air we breathe. Excellent source of iron. It contains burnt tires and cooking fat. Coincidentally, this is also ingredients found in Chris Christie's urine test.
And that, Mike, that is your magic audio ball.
Thank you, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody.
Winchester Cathedral.
Exactly.
How you doing, everybody?
Speaking of Chris Christie, I saw him, where were they yesterday? Ohio, I think.
Yep.
Mitt Romney was in Ohio.
Right, yes.
Jesus.
He's not missing any meals.
He's getting bigger.
Yeah. Well, remember, Mike, he's setting up.
He shouldn't be getting bigger.
He's setting up for the weight loss in 2014. That's setting up. This is my prediction. He's going to lose a lot of weight over the next 4 years.
I don't know.
And he'll be our next to next president.
Without further ado, let's get started with the news. Here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank. I hope it's not all bad for Obama again today, is it?
Yeah, not much. A little bit, but not a lot.
All right, very good.
We're brought to you today. Excuse me.
All right, go ahead. There it goes.
We're brought to you today.
Better.
It's the rust in the air.
Yes.
We're brought to you today by the customized life-saving courses from Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers American Heart Association courses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield, but they can also bring those courses to your business, and the courses can be tailored to your schedule, all in one day or spread out over several days. To get life-saving training for your business, call April at 703-822-9040. 703-822-9040. And like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center. Let your employees take a class to save a life.
April.
Next, they'll be telling us, you know, all the bad news. Next, they'll be telling us the plague is back.
What?
Dateline Riverside, California. The bacterium that causes the plague has been found in the mountains near Riverside. The plague caused the deaths of 25 million people in Europe in the 14th century. The Black Death, it was called. Bubonic plague to
many
of us.
Always color with him.
Yersinia pestis to scientists.
Gee.
It's carried by fleas that make their homes on rodents. It was rats back in the day, but squirrels work just fine.
Carlo, we're putting the dogs down.
Now the bacterium's been found on a squirrel at the San Jacinto Mountains, where signs have gone up in that park to warn campers.
Jesus, the plague.
The plague.
Just
the plague.
Think, we can fight the plague with signs.
Do they have? But they have a vaccine for the plague, right?
I don't. It wasn't mentioned in this article. I'm not aware of one. I don't think so.
Well, they eradicated the plague,
right?
Well, everyone died
by killing the rats and by taking hygienic measures to reduce the source of the infection.
Very scary.
Now the U.S. is dismissing. We heard this yesterday. The latest brag from North Korea that the U.S. mainland is now within North Korea's missiles striking distance. U.S. officials say that kind of talk will only hurt North Korea's bargaining with the rest of the world. And they say North Korea really should be focusing on feeding its starving people instead of bragging about its weapons.
Yeah, face.
Face.
The crook who made the anti-Muslim video that set off protests in the Middle East may be going back to prison. Mark Basley Youssef is back in court today on suspicion of parole violation. He was on parole for bank fraud, a crime for which he has already served prison time. But the terms of his probation included staying away from computers, among other things.
Oh, that would kill Mark.
His poorly made anti-Muslim video is still up on YouTube. So clearly he or an agent of his didn't stay away from computers.
Wow.
We now know that our State Department was warned 2 months in advance that our embassy in Benghazi was a target for terrorists. That has now been confirmed by State Department documents. We lost an ambassador, as you know, and 3 other Americans in that September 11th attack this year. This has now become, of course, a political issue. Republicans say the administration failed to beef up security. Democrats say Republicans cut the funding for that security. And a new report from Homeland Security says TSA agents are starting to slack off. Now there's word that screeners in Honolulu failed to check bags for explosives. Honolulu.
Honolulu.
That's correct.
Do you know
Honolulu.
That's where my Uncle Bruce works?
Honolulu.
Honolulu, TSA. Honolulu. And fact that they're slacking off, not shocked in the Spiewak family.
Not surprised.
Uncle Bruce?
Uncle Bruce never really wanted to excel with sort of, you know, motivation.
Hold on. I just got a text from Uncle Bruce. He says, whatever.
No. Well, at least
that really is from Uncle Bruce.
His coworkers,
whatevs.
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 Coworkers failed to check bags for explosives, and that supervisors also obviously slacked off, not enforcing that. ABC News says screeners tucked inspection tags into luggage without ever actually looking in the luggage.
That move is called the Santana.
The Santana.
There have been other reports of lazy screeners, as well as increased reports of theft from passengers.
Bruce!
In one screener's case.
Has anybody watched that reality show about Miami International Airport?
No.
The MIA?
No.
It's
I bet
very
it's
cool.
Great.
It's unbelievably good. I mean, they've got, and I'm traveling there next week, so
is it about security?
Made me feel really good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have, I forgot what the place they bring them, but they bring the jets.
Guantanamo?
They bring the jets to a place called the penalty box, and the penalty box is this
giant.
Is
it a sports bar?
No, it's this thick wall. It's this thick wall that the cops hide behind, and they bring the jet right up to it, and they can shoot people through little. It's incredible.
Oh, that's awesome. What channel?
Bravo, I think.
Cool.
There have been a number of thefts, as you may have heard recently.
Or travel.
TSA agents stealing stuff from people's luggage, including cash.
Or any.
In the street, in the case of one screener, $800,000.
FX.
What?
Really?
$800,000 over, not from one passenger, obviously, over a period of time.
Man, nice work if you can get it.
I'm not going to say another word.
Oh, but the screeners were vigilant at the Seattle-Tacoma airport, where they looked under a woman's surgical bandages in front of other passengers instead of the private screening area.
Ew.
In the process, they contaminated the... there's more. They contaminated the saline bag. She needs to stay alive a little longer.
Oh.
You see, this woman is dying of leukemia and was headed to Hawaii for what may have been the last trip of her life.
Jesus.
The woman said she did everything she was asked, including advance notice, including separating her medicines for easy early screening. The TSA disputes the woman's version of the story.
Oh, my God. I'd like to find out more about that.
The folks who own Big Bird are asking the Obama campaign to stop using the character's image in a new online ad. The ad points out that while Wall Street nearly crippled the economy, Romney wants to cut funding for Sesame Street and other PBS shows. The funding for PBS, by the way, makes up 0.014% of the federal, but that's 0.014%.
Well, that's don't you think our team is just, you know, when you get down, when you're on your heels, you get stupid. And I think it's stupid to be putting this big bird, you know, just stop.
Well, the reference is, I've seen the ad. It's a pretty good ad. It makes a good point because it talks about, it lists, it shows Bernie Madoff and all the criminals of Wall Street and said, no, instead of Romney focusing on that, he's focusing on Sesame Street.
I think it misrepresents what Romney was saying, and I think it trivializes the whole debate.
And further,
I really do.
It's like using any other sort of showbiz figure without permission.
To be fair, Romney misrepresented when he tried to imply that we were borrowing money from China to pay for Sesame Street, when in fact PBS is 0.014% of the federal budget.
And we borrowed the money to pay for not that show, is another show, is Sesame Street.
But I think the fact that now Sesame Street is saying, hey, take it down, it just subjects
subjects
the Obama campaign
to
ridicule.
More criticism. Yeah. Absolutely, you're right about that. Mm-hmm. Finally, some quick randoms. In Texas, a man with a knife robbed an adult store. He got $250 cash and a $150 penis pump.
Yay!
Wow.
In Brazil, a 32-year-old woman running for city council in her town was arrested for handing out flyers that included little packets of cocaine that she'd stapled inside.
Wow. Just a taste.
Yeah. And
but finally, amazingly, for that election, all the voting was done by 8 a.m.
A lot of early voting. And but from the home office in Florida comes the report of a bank robber who patiently waited his turn in a long line to finally hand the teller his hold-up note. But the teller was so slow in gathering the money, he left. He apparently just got tired of waiting.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, 3.125%.
Wow.
That's how low they can go. Go to TryLendingTree.com, fill out one simple form, and let over 200 lenders compete for your business. You'll get up to four customized offers in just minutes. It's free. That's TryLendingTree.com. Visit them and enter the code TMOS or call 866-291-2010. You'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com and enter our code TMOS. Hit that disclaimer.
Oh, we don't run it this time.
We don't have to run it twice.
Yay.
That's fine.
Once
is good. All right, Tomo on the show tomorrow.
Yay,
Todd Moore.
Todd Moore.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.